state your name and ADC number for the record.
Rafael Francisco Valencia, 218631.
Thank you, Mr. Valencia. This is Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy, and you are here today for your revocation hearing regarding the one or the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on July 19, 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
I didn't hear what you said, though. Can you say it again?
Yes, I said that, among other things, on that document that you signed, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you today. We don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. As you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing at this time. I would like to introduce them to you. They are, to my right, your left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To my other side of me, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. The other side of the Honorable Mr. Neal is the Honorable Mr. Lee Weiss. My name is C.K. Wright. I'm going to serve as the founder chair. I'm also board chair. We also have a new request today, a gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Brady. Mr. Brady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Okay, Mr. Valencia and Mr. Brady, I believe that we have someone here supporting Mr. Valencia. Do we not? Anybody in the room? Okay, we have three people. How many of you plan to speak? Okay, two of you. So the same question would be to the two of you as well. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Valencia?
Yes, sir.
Two of you?
Yes.
And Mr. Brady? Mr. Valencia, you have two allegations on your warrant. I am going to read them, and once I read them, would you tell me whether each of them is true or false? However, I'm going to give you another option, because I do take note that you have a DR number listed on the warrant. We don't know whether this has been resolved or not. You may know, but we do not know at this time. Therefore, since you have this DR number that may or may not have been resolved, well, we're going to give you three options. After I read each of these allegations, you can tell me whether they are true, false, or that you want to plead the fifth, that you don't want to talk about it. And the reason we give you the opportunity to plead the fifth is that if this DR has not been resolved, and if you have to go to court, this proceedings here will be recorded, and the prosecutor or your defense attorney can request a copy of this recording. Therefore, do you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to read them now. The first one reads, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 is demonstrated by your act of drinking alcohol beverages and operating a motor vehicle on or about May 18, 2018 in Scottsdale, Arizona, in Maricopa County. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth?
Well, it's true, but to be correct, it was on reservation land. Gentlemen.
Okay, but shall I make it true, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to mark that one as true. Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 is demonstrated by your engagement in driving a vehicle in a reckless manner on about May 18, 2018 in Scottsdale, Arizona, in Maricopa County. Again, true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Valencia, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two is very important because at the end of phase two, this board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk to you, and we can explain what took place to the board. Okay, at this time, Mr. Grady, would you be kind enough to provide us with some background information, sir?
Well, let's see. He was released from DOC on April 12th of 2018. He was arrested on May 21st of 2018 by parole staff. He has charges pending. He was returned back to DOC on May 21st of 2018. He has a CSED on December 12th of 2018 for numerous counter days. Current conviction, 2014. Participation in the criminal street gang, 3 years, 6 months. 2014, aggravated assault, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2007, aggravated assault, 7 years. With 2 terms of DOC, his CPYR scores of 4-4, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 3. Is affiliated with the Southside and Eastside criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, released as an absolute discharge. Disciplinary violations of moderate with violence noted. Under arrest, 2001, threat and intimidate, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, part of the criminal street gang, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Community risk score is a G6V8.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Grady. And I believe you said that the charges are pending. Did I hear you correct, sir?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, we're back to Ms. Blessy. We show that when you were initially released, you were to reside in Mesa, Arizona, Ghana. How long did you remain at that address, sir?
When I got released, or?
Yes, sir, when you were released, when you were out. How long did you stay there, sir?
That's still my current address, but I stayed there, yeah, for like 1 hour when I was out there, yeah.
Okay, that's great. You had somewhere to stay, and you did not have time, so that's a plus, sir. I can't tell whether you had any employment. Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
I just landed a job, before I had to turn my going to see my parole officer to, and they arrested me. I landed a job for start that week, Monday. But other than that, no, I wasn't working.
Okay, but you had landed a job, so what would you have been doing? What kind of work would you have been doing if you
had a warehouse?
Oh, okay. Well, it's always good to have a skill, yes sir. Now, in terms of programming, I believe that you were referred for CHC classes, and you completed that program, so, well, you failed to complete the program. I apologize. I didn't see the word fail. Okay. But at least you were assigned to that program. And I also take note that with the UAs, you had 2 negative UAs, which also commend you for. Okay, back to the reason that we are talking to you today, based on the information that I observed, that you were driving this vehicle and you had an accident and you left the vehicle and ran away and eventually you were caught by police officers, although you said that this happened on tribal land. So could you tell the board exactly what happened? We read the information contained in the request for the warrant, but in your words, what happened, sir, that ended up with you being incarcerated?
Well, I mean, yeah, honestly, I got excited that I landed the job. I never had a job before, and I just decided to have a few that day and kept drinking, and then I got in the car, and I was going over the limit, and now I was like, you know, I mean, hitting stuff with the car or anything, but I ended up losing control on that road, and I just went into a dirt ditch, and I jumped out and, well, I staggered out of the car and walked out to it. I went into somebody's house and that I knew over there. And the cops came, and then I, you know, me and they want to start make matters worse, so I just walked outside and cuffed up. That's pretty much it, you know. And I shouldn't have did that drink, you know. I shouldn't have drank, you know. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
And I believe you stated that when, I guess that's when the accident occurred, that you were on tribal land, and is that correct, sir, or when you were arrested?
Yes, sir, I got some papers on me right here. I don't know if you want to see them. I wrote to the courts asking if they were going to be pressing charges or I have to pay a fine, being that it was my first DUI ever over there. And they said, they got back at me, they said there's nothing pending. I'm assuming that they just, you know, gave my blood work to my parole officer, and that's what violating me and brought me back here. So there's nothing, no fine, no charges pending.
Okay, well, we do show that there was some problem with the blood work, but there was some concentration for the first 2 hours, within 2 hours, 0.08, and after, within the 2 hours, 0.20, that's 20%. But as I said, that, you know, our information, the Department of Corrections information show that it's pending, but we have no control over that. That's beyond us, and that's not the reason that we're here at this particular moment. Okay, I'm going to see if board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Questions? No questions from board members. You do have two supporters here who said that they wish to speak on your behalf. I'm going to invite them to come forward at this time. Who want to come first? State your name for the record.
Fabio Lamarino.
Thank you so very much. And what would you like to tell the board this morning?
I am actually a significant other for the past 16 years. We have a 15 and a 12-year-old. We miss him home. He's a good person. He means well. By any means, I'm saying that what he did is right. I'm pretty sure he's ready and to do whatever it takes for him to be back with us as far as classes or anything that he needs. Due to my work schedule, it was very hard to multitask with our kids, and he was a big help. It was a big weight lifted off my shoulders, because even though he wasn't working, while looking for a job, he would be the one dropping them at school, picking them up, taking them to soccer practice, or anything that needed to be done with the kids or doctor's office visits. He did check in with his parole every time he needed to. He would call every day to check and see if he needed to drop a urine. He willingly went into the parole office to report the accident. He knew there was a big chance that he would get arrested again, but he wanted to report it just because he wanted to do the things right. We need a home. He's not a bad person, and he lives in a stable, healthy environment. And I believe that he's capable of doing right. That's what I have to say.
Thank you so very much. I'm assuming the board members might have any questions for you at this time. I don't see any questions from board members. Thank you so very much for coming today. We had another supporter who wishes to address the board.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Myra Baca. I'm his aunt.
And welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Council this morning. What do you want to tell the board this morning, ma'am?
Well, in my humble opinion, I've not known him as a child. I saw him small, and as he grew, I started to hear a lot of the things. In his behalf, I want to say that his upbringing was not the best. He had his parents, then he lost them they both died at a young age. And that took a toll on him, the fact that he had to be incarcerated during that time. It was not available to them. This time around, I've seen him as his actions were more focused on his family, wanting to do better. Unfortunately, he did get excited as he had stated that he had gotten a job first time, and he did something out of the ordinary, and that's what put him back in. He did check up with me from time to time, at least 2 times a week, to let me know he was doing good, he was going to go straight and try and work and focus on his family. He was helping out his sisters. He says he wasn't working, but he did do, in my opinion, work with the family because he was helping be able to get his parents, his mom's house up, helping the sisters clean everything out and, you know, regulate things there and still maintain his relationship with his kids and his wife. And so I know that I've seen a big drastic change in my being maturity with time. And, you know, he did take it upon himself to go in and notify his parole officer of what was going on and to stand and show that, you know, he's taking responsibility not just with his family, his kids, and his extended family, but also with the law itself to make sure that he's following through with everything he needed to do so he could be out here and do for them now. Enough time has been done, you know, behind the walls, and it's just time for him to step it up as a man. And that's what I would suggest it to him. And then he needs to be able to make his choices. And if he gets excited, don't drink. Just don't. But in my humble opinion, like I said, I think he's trying to go in the right direction. And I hope that you guys will take that into consideration. You know, maybe something, some type of program or anything that he could be able to go to when he gets out, if at all.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me see if the board members might have any questions. I don't see any. Thank you so much.
Oh, excuse me. Can I say something real quick?
You have an opportunity to say something just a little later, right now.
Okay.
We just want to listen to your heart at this time. Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am. Okay. Anyone else wishes to speak on behalf of Mr. Valencia? I don't see anyone else. Is there any one who want to speak against victims? I don't see any. Therefore, board members will come into a stand if you see. But let me ask you one question, sir. I should have asked earlier. Whose vehicle was that you were driving? Was that your vehicle or someone else's vehicle?
It was my kid's mom.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, sir, now we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. But we're going to ask that you not repeat yourself with what's already been said. But this is your hearing. The board is prepared to listen to you now. So anything else you want to tell the board?
It's about, you know, like my past. I don't know, like the gang life. I left that long time ago, like when I first came to prison, I let that go in here, and I had a lot of time to reflect on it, and to be honest, I didn't think I was going to let that go, ever, but I did. I've been trying to see if I can get these tattoos removed off my face, and just that life. And I had tattoos removed before, but, I just left it all behind. I don't put myself around those type of people that are in gangs, and I've always been about my family, and even though I was choosing the wrong choices, I made a mistake, and I did write to a halfway house, if that could be possible right there. I got the acceptance letter back. I have it with me right now. But yeah, I'm not the same person I was. I'm trying to be a normal person, and I like to think that I made a lot of changes in my life compared to when I used to be, how I was. And I'm just trying to, you know, like I said, just be normal and do the normal things and be there for my kids. And not only for my kids, but their mom. We go a long way back. We go back since high school. So, if you guys would give me that, you know, chance to make up for what I did wrong, I know it would be great, really appreciated to not only myself, but to all my family. I lost my parents when I was in prison. My mom, my dad. And we all have to step up and take their place. And so that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much, sir. And again, please accept the board's and my personal condolences for the loss of your mother and your father while you were incarcerated, sir. Okay, now the board is, going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And everyone in the room, we also ask that you remain quiet and keep going with the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. We do everything in public. We don't discuss anything before coming in this room and sitting up here with, as a panel. Therefore, this will be the first time that we will have discussed it. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. Mr. Lindsay was out, and he was had just found his job, and he decided just to celebrate a little bit. He went out, had something to drink, then he started driving his wife's vehicle, and the accident occurred. Although he did have some injuries, which we did not talk about because he did go to the hospital. But no one else was injured, as far as I could tell, based on the information that's been presented. Also, based on the information that we heard from the Department of Corrections, and we stand to be corrected, and that's something that he would have to work out, that he that the charges are still pending, but that's something that that he would have to work out with the court system, and that's not something that we would get involved in at this time. I feel this as one board member. The mere fact that, which is very unfortunate, and I do feel for him with his wife and his son, and for him, that he was drinking and driving, and that drinking and driving this does not go together at all, because he was lucky. No one was killed, no one was seriously injured, but that can create some real problems that would result in being incarcerated for a long, long time. Therefore, as one board member, I do not feel that he's suitable for the release at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be based on information contained in white number 2018W1489, and the accident that occurred, and he was intoxicated. He admitted that he had been drinking himself. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by Honorable Mr. Johnson. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Jones. So the board has revoked your community supervision. However, you will be released on December the 12th, 2018, which you said, Mr. Cabanas, would stay at least months and not years away, which will be before the holiday season. And when you get out, sir, please don't drink. Please remain. Don't, because we don't want to see you in arms again. We just wish you the best. And this will end your hearing, and thanks so much for your participation today. Your hearing is over, sir. Please put the CO3 light on the phone. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.